So in a world where logos are used widely just to give an idea about and to encapsulate everything about an organization, I guess after so many years, it can become quite difficult for a new business to start up and actually be original, because there seems to be different phases and fads and different color schemes that apply. It's a bit like fashion and what clothes you wear. There's a different season every few years, and it's quite strange watching some of these trends. Some of them stick, some of them last quite a while. And I guess it also depends on the circles that you mix in as well. And what's really interesting is there was in the 90s this point of quite a few agencies having this dot or this circle look, but that quite quickly developed into the plectrum of a guitar sort of a shape, or a almost in an autumn leaf kind of a drop. It was quite funny to watch these little tiny icons just appear beside text. Rather than that being the main thing, that would be scattered around or at the end of some text. And I think now there seems to be this trend of in the noughties, I think is the right word to use. In the noughties, there's these acronyms, these big bold letters that are quite simple and straightforward, or often to write a tagline. I mean, that used to be quite a big deal to have a tagline on a logo, and wow, I think that's the worst thing you could probably do is put a tagline on a logo, because who's going to read it? In fact, if you've got a logo that's got a letter or an acronym and you've got any text around it, you sort of have to ask, well, is it useful or not? And in many times, many cases, it's probably not needed. So, why do it? But I think what people forget is that it's not necessarily the designing of the logo that's and thinking of it visually and how it's going to be laid out that might be all that important, because that's something your designer would go through. But when even a designer goes through that process, there's one element that will just constantly be the key of everything, and it's typography. It's the font style in which you choose, because that gives everything away. You wouldn't use a digital LED font for a sports program. You would use something that was quite strong, robust, something that looks like it's going to move. And I think we've stemmed away from images because they can be overused. So if we can get a unique name, a brand name, then the idea is to use that. But images now come in the form of making text images, and I think this is where we're at really, and it's quite interesting to see people sticking to the simple basics like the Arials, Helvetica's and Times New Romans, George's. Basically, those are great fonts to use, but even better because they're part of the font family on websites. So that's great. You can use them. I suppose it would be more interesting if people could actually use something different. And I think some of the better brands do actually get into typography more. And I suppose in larger terms, people like Honda have gone off and created their own, and it's really cool to make your own. It's just really interesting to see funky, great, cool sort of handwritten fonts or scribbled and drawn fonts, like Steve's Hand is one that I've come across, or Rockwell, I think, might be another. And these have now gone from really great individuals to massively produced. And everyone can use it, and it's at that point where you've got to go back and go, typography is really key, and how can I sort of introduce that into my logo?